Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with cell biologist and Hay House author and speaker Bruce Lipton about his book, The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. Stay tuned to find out how to make your current relationship better or how to attract the kind of relationship you really want. First, I have to say happy birthday to my son, Ross. He's 17 today, and I'll spare all of you my singing voice and just say how fast the time has flown by, and it's so hard to believe that he's almost an adult now. He doesn't listen to the show, but if he did, I'm sure he'd be incredibly embarrassed, but that's a parent's job, right? My own birthday is coming up in a few weeks, and because of that, I went to an astrologer here in Seattle, Stephen Schroyer, last week for a solar return reading. I also went to Steve last year about the same time, and last year I was initially a little bit frustrated because Steve's approach is very high level, and I wanted to hear some dates by which things were going to be turning around for me, but that's not how he does it. And over the past year, I really came to appreciate his approach in telling me a bit about what to expect and what I would need to do to meet the challenges that might come my way during the year. There's always free will, and astrology is about what your potential is, at least in Steve's view and now in mine, and not about predicting the future beyond what kind of opportunities and possible chances to learn lessons await us. I'll be talking a bit more during the light bulb moment towards the end of the show about how astrology can be a useful tool in understanding our life purpose and life lessons, as well as approaches that help us take a less difficult path by understanding what's coming up for us in the coming year. Well, Bruce has been waiting patiently in the wings, so let me introduce him to you. Bruce H. Lipton, PhD, a pioneer in the new biology, is an internationally recognized leader in bridging science and spirit. A cell biologist by training, Bruce was on the faculty of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and later performed groundbreaking stem cell research at Stanford University. He's the best-selling author of The Biology of Belief and the more recent Spontaneous Evolution, co-authored with Steve Behrman. Bruce received the 2009 prestigious Goya Peace Award from Japan in honor of his scientific contribution to world harmony, and more recently in 2012 was chosen as Peace Ambassador for the 1,000 Peace Flags Project of the Argentinian Mil Milenios de Paz. Let's welcome Bruce Lipton to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Bruce.
Laura, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to speak with you and all the wonderful people that are out there listening as well.
Well, and I'm very grateful that you are on the show. I shared with you when we spoke last week that I read The Biology of Belief 6 or 7 years ago, and it really was, I won't say it was life-changing, but I loved having the scientific evidence around things that I already felt were true anyway.
That always helps to realize you're not alone out there.
Well, and your new book just kind of, I won't say takes it a step further, but focuses it in specifically on romantic relationships.
Well, that's one of the biggest issues, I think, globally, is trying to find that relationship that people see in the movies and read about in all the books and then look for in their lives, and we're all on a quest.
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you, too, I mean, I'm one of those on the quest. And just last week, the day that I started reading the book, I had also been to a session with my therapist where we were talking about, well, it's really time to start, you know, putting your toe in the water and start exploring this again. I've been divorced for a long time. And I wasn't quite as, what's the word that I want, persistent about it as you were, in that I didn't have a morning mantra around never getting married again, but I haven't really pursued anything in that time. And so it's time for me. And so this book, I think, came into my life at the exact right time. So thank you for writing it.
Well, it was kind of exciting. And as I started out telling people, if you asked me a few years ago about writing a book about relationships, I'd probably just laugh out loud that where could you come up with such an idea? But so much learning has occurred, and I learned really so much from the cells that I used to study. And, you know, people say, cells, how can you learn from them? And it's very interesting because inside your body right now, there are 50 trillion cells. They're the living entities. The human being, we see ourselves in the mirror as a single entity, but the truth is, we're a community of 50 trillion cells, and most all of the cells have every function that a human has. Cells have respiratory, digestive, excretory, nervous, reproductive system, immune system, everything. And why that's interesting is because we study humans and they're very complicated, but then we start studying cells and make understandings from humans. And that translation of seeing the harmony and the nature of the community of cells in the body really gave insight into the nature of creating that in our world, because they're like miniature people, and I learned a lot and transformed my whole life from that, and it's been very exciting. Now there's even a science about this. It's called behavioral epigenetics, and it's basically how your emotions and life experiences shape your, not just your behavior, but your genetics as well. And that becomes really important because it says, well, if that's what controls our genes, then by controlling our life experiences and our emotions, they're rewriting them in a certain way, you can change your life. And the answer is absolutely.
Well, and, you know, what I love about this book is partly that, you know, the whole understanding more about really how does it all work? What is the science of it? But the other thing that I really love is that you've married it with the personal angle. You tell your own story in here too. And so it's, to me, I always think that a book where the author includes, you know, what their learning has been, it's so much more, I don't know, it resonates more, I guess, because then I can relate to you and go, oh, yeah, I've been there. Oh, yeah, I get that. And so I really love that you have that personal piece in there.
Well, I appreciate it because it's still magic to me, considering, as you said, after a divorce years and years ago, for 17 years in a row, as you said, every day when I would shave, I would say every stroke of the razor, I go, I'll never get married again. I'll never get married again. And then to end up with this true life romance, love story, comedy that my life has become, it's so exciting that I came from the farthest end that I didn't believe in it, and now it's like, oh, my God, it's real. And it's interesting because people, you know, I ask people, I said, listen, I know sometime you fell in love sometime in your life. Likely, you know, I mean, there's obviously no, but almost everybody, sometimes, even if it was just a week, you know, or a month, or maybe even a year or more, where there was this period where you fell in love and you had this experience, which I refer to as the honeymoon effect. And I define that by asking an audience when I say, let me go back to that time you did fall in love. And again, duration wasn't relevant. But when you were in love, I said, were you healthy? And almost everybody exclaims, yes, they were exuberantly healthy when they go back to that time. How they were just bursting with health. And I say, and how about energy? And we all laughed because people probably made love for days without stopping.
Right.
Computer sleep. And then I go, and was life so beautiful when you were having that, that it was the equivalent of heaven on earth. And in this sense, that you couldn't wait for the next day to have more. It was so beautiful, you just want more and more. So it's like, yeah, it's heaven on earth. This is the important understanding. This was not a coincidence, nor was it an accident. It was an actual creation. And then at some point, almost inevitably, all of us end up losing it, where we're still in love, but it's not the same as that, you know, excitement
right.
of life that happened in the beginning. Something happens and it goes away. There's an understanding of that, how we did that too. Well, why that's relevant, if you know how you created and you know how it got lost, guess what? You're free to create this as a way of life every day of your life for the rest of your life. You could live a honeymoon every day of your life, and that's really the opportunity we were provided with in being on this planet.
Well, and that's one of the things that I do. Another thing I love about this book, I guess I just love this book, is that you do talk a lot about why it is the way it is, or why things happen the way that they do. And then you go into, okay, well, how do we start to shift that and create what we want instead of just kind of stumbling upon whatever happens to show up for us? And when we come back from our break, we're going to start talking a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things that do happen and how do we take that information and then start creating what we want? I'm Laura Longley. And you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the honeymoon effect with Bruce Lipton. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is cell biologist Bruce Lipton, author of the book Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. And before we continue with our discussion, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Bruce, as well as where to get your book. So can you give that information for our listeners?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's brucelipton.com. And the autographed copies of the first edition of this book, which I really like because it's so readable, that's available there, as well as other things. But more importantly, there are lots of articles and information downloads about things that we talked about very quickly here on the show, but go into more depth. So brucelipton.com. And the books, you can get it there or at Amazon, for example. That's a good place, too.
All right. Yeah. And, you know, the point that you just made about, you know, the things that we just touch on here on the show, because as you and I were talking at the break, even though this isn't like a 1,000-page tome, there still is so much information here that we really can just touch on certain things on the show. And what I want to talk about next really is how, I don't want to go to how next, but what is it that is creating these situations for us that we don't necessarily want to be in, that we feel like we're not choosing? And then how do we go about making that different? Because we can.
Yeah, I so appreciate this question, because basically the issue is, you know, all the New Age kind of idea. Yes, we control our lives, our mind, body, and belief and all that. And then people look around and say, oh, I wouldn't have created this, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't have done that. And then it turns out, but this is actually a true story. It's about how the mind, the function of the mind, one short sentence, but you might have to think about it for a week. The short sentence is, the function of the mind is to create coherence between our beliefs and our reality.
Right.
What that means is this: whatever your beliefs are, the function of the mind is to manifest that for you as a reality. And if your beliefs are really good, then you manifest this great reality. And if you have beliefs that are not supporting you, you undermine your reality, but you're creating it. And that it comes to, well, the mind. And you say, well, yeah, but we have to understand this important factor, because this is the crux of all life issues come down to something at this level. It goes like this. Yes, the mind is involved with creating our lives, but we have to recognize there are two minds that are interdependent, meaning they work together, but they're not connected, per se, directly together. The one mind is called the conscious mind, and the other is called the subconscious mind. Now, the difference between them is profound. The conscious mind is the latest evolution of the brain. Right behind your forehead, a lump of brain tissue called prefrontal cortex is where the conscious mind originates. It's the where our spiritual identity connects to our physical body. It's where our uniqueness is. You as an individual is really an entity of the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is a very creative mind. It's the mind that has your personal wishes and desires and what you want. That's the conscious mind. So if I say, Laura, tell me what you really want from your life, and then you start to unfold, like, this is what I like and this is what I like, and say, well, this is very creative, and this is the conscious mind creating.
Right.
So I say, good, conscious mind. Then I say, what about the subconscious mind? I go, wow, the subconscious mind was there before the conscious mind. And basically, it's an automatic mechanism that has programs and runs in a mindless kind of sense. Automatically, it's got habits and instincts that you push a button and just automatically does the behavior without you even thinking about it. And this is what habits ultimately become, you know, where you can just start something and then carry it out without even paying attention to it when
right.
you're doing it. So I say, okay, the conscious mind's creative mind, and you're in it. So let's say, consider like a plane with you can put your hands on the wheel and control it, or you can push autopilot. When you put your hands on the wheel, then all the decisions that you're making in your mind are coming from your creative wishes and desires of what you want. when you're on autopilot, you actually just play whatever the programs are in the subconscious mind, which is like a jukebox with programs in it. And you push a button, and every time you push a button, that record just plays that program over and over and over again. So subconscious mind, stored programs, conscious mind, creative part with you in it. When you're operating from the conscious mind, you're like you've got your hands on the wheel, you're driving. But when you are not paying attention, you become like a backseat driver. You're sitting in the back, and the subconscious is on autopilot driving you.
Right. Okay?
But the programs you're going to play or whatever were stored in the subconscious. So here's the point. The conscious mind, yes, it's creative, but here's the one part that is the benefit and also the problem. The good news, bad news part.
Okay.
and that is this. The conscious mind is not time-bound, meaning I say, Laura, what are you doing next week? In your conscious mind, we'll move into a vision of next week and what you're doing. Or I say, no, what did you do last Wednesday? And then you go backwards in time, and your mind's now looking backwards. Or I say, now in your head, I want you to imagine this, and then your consciousness slips up into like this room up in your head where you have imagination going on. And I go, well, here's the important part. When you were thinking into the future or thinking into the past or just disconnecting and going into the conscious mind, that meant that the conscious mind was not paying attention to what was going on in the world at that very moment.
Oh, okay.
And why that is important is because if I'm thinking about next week, what's happening at this moment? You're not thinking about that. You're paying attention next week. So the conscious mind can go in time forwards or backwards or just disconnect. And the subconscious mind is always in the present moment, and it's always the default. So the moment the conscious mind starts to think about something, then the subconscious mind will take over whatever the job was, because most of our lives are just playing out habits anyway. I'll give a simple example. Before you learned how to drive a car, you didn't know how to drive. You had to consciously learn how to drive a car, and you created a habit.
Right.
Once you learn how to drive, now here's the important part. You get in the car. Let's say you have a passenger friend. You put the key in the ignition. You're going off to destination A. Guess what? You get involved in a conversation, and at some point you look out the window, and then you realize you haven't paid attention to the road for the last 10 minutes.
Well, right.
Most people have that kind of experience. I go, well, how does it work? And the answer is simple. Once you learn how to drive, it's a program in the subconscious mind. So if I push the button, drive, the subconscious knows how to drive. And then I go, but here's the critical part for all of us to come down to and learn, and that is this. Put yourself in that position. You're in the car. You have a passenger driving 10 minutes, talking, and then realize you haven't paid attention to the road. And now I ask you a question. Can you tell me what your conversation was about? And you go, yeah, we talked about this and this and this. So the conscious mind was engaged in the conversation. It could tell me everything about it. But
right.
Then I ask the conscious mind, I say, and so what was happening on the road during that 10 minutes when you were talking? And the conscious mind goes, I don't know. I didn't see it. And all of a sudden I say, aha. When the conscious mind focuses on something, that's what it focuses on. When it's not focused on something, everything else is run automatically and you don't see it.
How does that relate to our relationships?
Well, the idea is this. Are you operating from your conscious mind, your relationship, or are you operating from your subconscious programs? That's the difference between the honeymoon and the failure.
Okay.
And it goes simply this. Is that because the mind can travel, so now we throw in a number, and this is mind-boggling. Here's the number. Only 5% of the time is the conscious mind paying attention to the present moment.
Okay.
Only 5%. That means 95% of the time your mind is flitting from one thought to the next thought or whatever, imagining or whatever. And that means 95% of the time your life is running from subconscious automatic programs, okay? So your conscious mind is you, hands on the wheel, driving for wishes and desires, and then here comes the catch. The fundamental subconscious programs we acquire in our neural system and download it into our consciousness before we were 7. And it was that our brain was operating predominantly in theta EEG, which is imagination. That's where you see children are always mixing the real and the imaginary world. That's because their brain is operating in theta. But theta is also hypnosis. So the first 7 years, your brain is operating in hypnosis. It's like a video camera. it watches your parents very closely. The boys have a tendency to watch all the actions and behaviors of the father, the girls, the mother. And all of the family and community and cultural interactions are being recorded. So here comes the issue. The fundamental programs in your subconscious mind are not your wishes and desires. They were programmed through your family. And they were programmed. So if you're a guy, you generally will have behavior like your father in some degree and look for a mate like your mother and vice versa for the woman. And why is this relevant? Go back now and we say, when you're in the conscious mind, you're in a state of controlling using your wishes and desires and aspirations. When you're in the subconscious program, then you're just going to play whatever the tapes are in that download. And the fundamental programs in the subconscious you got by observing others, so they're not your behaviors. And so when you switch from conscious to subconscious, the behavior you're playing by no means needs to support any of your wishes and desires. It could actually sabotage you.
Yes, you might have a conflict between what your conscious mind wants and what your subconscious mind actually believes.
Okay, now then we go back to the story of driving the car. When your conscious mind is paying attention, it can control it. It's got the hands on the wheel and driving it. But if the conscious mind travels, which it does 95% of the time, the subconscious program kicks in. And then go back to the most critical question is, do the conscious mind see what just happened? And we go back, well, can you tell me what happened on the road for that 10 minutes? And the answer is no. And this is the disconnect that has caused the problems in this world for almost everybody for this simple reason. We get up in the morning. We have this conscious wish and desire to go out there and be successful and healthy and fall in love, and this is what we want. And at the end of the day, we come home with our tail between our legs, dragging ourselves in, thinking, oh, my God, you know, I didn't get any closer to where I was going all day. And then what is the consciousness behind it? It's like, well, I went out there to seek what I was, you know, wishing and desiring.
Right.
And it didn't happen. And so I am a victim of circumstances, and the world is not supporting me. And all of a sudden, it's
time for another break. And so I think that this is a great time to, when we come back, we'll talk about how we can start to shift what's in our subconscious mind so that it doesn't sabotage us.
Absolutely.
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Bruce will help us understand how we can start to shift what's in our subconscious mind. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful, creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 Play Dates with the Ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com Playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
1230 WPLQ.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is cell biologist Bruce Lipton, author of the book, The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. And before the break, we were talking about the difference between our conscious and subconscious mind and how the beliefs in our subconscious mind can actually sabotage what our conscious mind wants to create. And so now I want to talk with Bruce a little bit about what are some things that we can do to start getting those subconscious beliefs to be more in line with what we really want versus just this programming we received.
Yeah, Laura, this is a very interesting part because the first issue comes out and says, well, what are my beliefs? I mean, that's the whole thing. If we're operating for beliefs, what are they? And then people say, well, let's go back over your life. And I say, no, you don't have to waste your time doing that for a very simple reason. 95% of your life is playing automatically from the subconscious mind because our conscious mind is only paying attention 5%. So your life is really a printout of your subconscious behavior. So now it's simple because all you have to do is look at your life and then ask this question. How do things come to you? If things come easily to you, they come easily because you have programs that support that in your life, and that's how come they come so easily. But if there's anything you work on or struggle with or put, you know, you have to put a lot of effort into, you have to work at it. Basically, why are you working at it? And the answer is because almost inevitably, whatever beliefs you have do not support that conclusion. So you are making an effort to overcome your own invisible behavior. You remember, this is like driving the car. You weren't paying attention, and this behavior could have been sabotaging all the time, but you didn't see it. So it's really important to recognize that we must find out what the beliefs are that you really want to say. Because not everything is bad. You've got a lot of good things.
Right.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So you just look at your life, you make that decision, and let's say, you know, you're having trouble finding a relationship, and then you start off with, and everyone should do this. Everyone, everywhere should do this if they have somebody can help them do a muscle test and ask this, you know, say this statement and see if their subconscious agrees. The statement is, I love myself. Because when we've done this in large groups, 80% or more of the people will not test positive for that subconscious belief.
Well, and you know, I actually had this on my list of things I wanted to ask you about because, yeah, I totally believe that percentage that you gave. And it is, so how do we shift that? What do we do to shift that?
Well, the first thing is to start, you know, we have to change this entire belief system. So the idea is, where's the belief coming from? Not the conscious mind. The conscious mind is you, wishes and desires. You wouldn't wish that or desire that upon yourself. It's coming from the subconscious programming. Now, the issue that people have, and this should help some people, and that is this. The two minds are, what I say, are interdependent. Both of them are connected, the conscious and subconscious, but they work independently to a large degree because they learn in different ways. This is a very critical understanding, and they're not directly connected. So the biggest error most people have is, oh, I just read this book, and I became aware of my problem. And I go, well, that's really nice. And I say, has your life changed? And the answer almost inevitably is, no, really, it's the same thing, but I'm least aware of what the problem is.
So exactly.
The point about it is this. The conscious mind is creative. The subconscious mind is basically habitual. So the difference is, how does the conscious mind learn? Well, in a creative way, you could read a self-help book, you could watch a video, you could go to a lecture, you can have aha, if you could just have aha, and the conscious mind goes, oh, okay, I got it. The question is, just because the conscious mind now has become aware, did this in any way change the program in the subconscious mind? The answer is absolutely not.
Right.
And then they say, well, you know, well, I could talk to myself. And then I go, okay, and that's another problem. Because, yes, you are an entity in your conscious mind, but the subconscious mind is like an old-fashioned tape player. There's nobody in there. It's a machine. And so when we start talking to ourselves, and it gets very frustrating for a lot of people trying to say, I don't want this behavior. I already talked to myself, and they get all upset because it doesn't change. And the reason is there's nobody in there to listen to you in that subconscious. So now you're stuck with, okay, how does the subconscious mind learn? And then I say, okay, there are two fundamental ways, or the true traditional ways. Hypnosis, which is how the brain was operating first 7 years of your life. That's how you learned everything. And after you were seven, to add new things to the subconscious, you had to create a habit. Repeat something, you know, like the times table. How many times did you have to repeat? 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 4 is 8, whatever. How many times did you repeat that habit to create the memory in the subconscious? It was creating a habit. So if you want to change a program, you can do hypnosis, which is and self-hypnosis, which is using like subliminal tapes, which is a conventional way, or creation of habit. These are two fundamental ways. I will add the third one, and we'll see how much time we have. And the third one is this. It's the equivalent of something called super learning. And you go, what's super learning? I go, you ever see anybody read a book by moving their finger down the page? As fast as their finger went down the page, they read the page. So they just read through a book. Well, that's we can all do that. It's just training the brain to do that. Well, there's a super learning process that allows you to rewrite subconscious beliefs in a very short and very quick way. It's sort of like finding the record button on that tape player and say, oh, push this button. And now you can download and change behavior with new beliefs in 10 or 15 minutes. So this is a lot more effective, and we need it because the world needs to change quickly. So
right.
Necessity is the mother of invention. And so now there's what they call energy psychology or belief change modalities, which can facilitate the change because we need to get out of the programs because the programs that we've been operating by are essentially self-destructive and destructive of the world. So that's why we need to get out and put better and more supportive programs in our mind. But we need to know how to get them in there.
Yes.
Hypnosis, habituation, and use of these new modalities, energy psychology or belief change modalities.
So is one of those, the last category you're talking about, does Psyche fall into that?
Psyche, yes, is a belief change modality, and I was very familiar with it because a long time ago I was giving lectures on when you finally get to understand that your life is controlled by your beliefs and your conscious and your subconscious, specifically your subconscious, and I'd end my lecture because that was what science said, and everybody got upset because they said, well, how do I change those beliefs?
Yeah.
I said, well, that's not my job, and then they get mad at me, you know. So, but then after one particular lecture in Colorado, the next guy up, just as I was taking my computer going back to my seat, I hear him say, I'm going to show you how to change those beliefs that Bruce was talking about. So I thought, well, I'm going to watch this. And I saw him. He asked for volunteers. A woman who couldn't speak in public was selected. And it was interesting because he asked her what her problem was, and she couldn't say her name nor even tell her what the problem was. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to watch this. 10 minutes later, they complete the belief change process. And what was so funny, I can still remember vividly, Rob had her on the stage and had his arm on her shoulder, turned her toward the audience and said, Pauline, is there anything you'd like to tell the audience about this process? Took his arm off her shoulder, and she started giving this talk, talking up and down the stage, you know, walking and talking and going on with story. And the joke that I always remember, because it was the biggest joke of all, Rob had to ask her to please sit down because she was using his lecture time. And here's the woman, 10 minutes before, couldn't say her name, and he had to ask her to stop talking and get off the stage. So I was introduced to this, and for the longest time, it seemed to be, well, you know, subjectively, I know the differences. I was able to write my book by changing limiting beliefs, et cetera. I knew the process worked, but it was all based on, what do you think? Well, I believe it works. My life has changed. I could do all that. But there was nothing objective or science.
Right.
And now there is, and that's the most exciting thing. You can put brain recording wires on a person's head, look at their EEG, go through the belief change process, and even before they recognize it, you can see a change in brain function when the
wow.
new belief is going in. And people in the audience can see it even before the person acknowledges and says, okay, I think I'm done. It was just before they said that, you can see, oh, look, it changed right there. So now it's gone from, well, that's a neat subjective idea of this psyche stuff, but it is now, well, scientific. You can see it, you know, even before the person who's doing the belief change noticed it. So it's exciting because I don't think that's the only
exciting.
One that does that.
It is exciting. And you know, unfortunately, we're coming up to the next break and we're going to have to wrap things up. But I just want to kind of summarize and say, I know from reading the book that during your process with romantic relationship stuff, you did use Psych-K, correct?
Yes.
And did
yes,
you
I,
use
I,
that?
I wanted to get there now. I didn't want to do months and months of that.
Exactly. And did you use subliminal tapes during that time?
I used them earlier, but now found that for me personally, and Psych-K isn't the only one. I've listed a whole
right.
bunch of them in the book, so
yes.
There's
Bruce,
no
Bruce
one
has
tool
a whole list
all.
A whole list of resources.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we are coming to the end here, and before we say goodbye, I would like to give you a chance to, again, give how people can find you and how they can find the book.
Thank you, Laura. It's simple, brucelipton.com. Get a lot of information, resources even about these belief change modalities are all on that site as well, and the books. And I appreciate your visiting because it's self-knowledge. Remember, knowledge is power. And this is all about self-knowledge, how you work, because that gives you self-empowerment, and that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing the information with us. And I just wish we had, instead of 45 minutes, 8 hours to do this. I think we need that
it
long.
It would help. I would speak slower. Thank you, Laura. Thank everybody out there. Thank you all for listening. And it's a beautiful world, and you can take power back, and that's what we're looking for.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Bruce Lipton about his latest book, The Honeymoon Effect, The Science of Creating Heaven on Earth. And you can find that at brucelipton.com or amazon.com. So if you're wanting to improve your relationship or just create the relationship that you dream of, this is really a great book. And I'm going to be using it myself too. Some other ways to get information on how to move forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And always my website, lauralongley.net. And just a reminder, it's .net, not .com, lauralongley.net. And there have been lots of insightful guests on the show, and you can always listen to the archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of The Laura Longley Show, sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can find that in the right sidebar at the top of the page at thelauralongleyshow.com. So earlier in the hour, I was talking about that I went and did a solar return reading last week because my birthday is coming up in a few weeks. And so I wanted to share a little bit with you about how I find astrology to be useful in my life and how you might use it in your own life to help you get a better handle on what's happening, what your path is, what your opportunities are, what your potential is. So that's the first point, is that astrology really is all about potential and opportunity. We all have free will, so it isn't destiny. So it's not like you can look at somebody's natal chart and go, oh, I know what their life is going to be all about. You can know that their life is going to be about opportunities to learn certain lessons, perhaps, or you can know that their life might have a heavy focus on relationship or some other area of the chart that's emphasized, but you can't know what that will look like. But it does give you an idea of really why am I here? What am I meant to be learning? And what am I meant to be bringing? What are my gifts and talents? The natal chart or the birth chart shows your entire life potential for your lifetime. And the solar return chart shows what's up for you in October. You're going to have, you know, an issue in your relationship, or, you know, I wanted something more specific or more concrete. But what he does, and really I've come to view as the best way to manage it or handle it or use it, is it talks about kind of what is your life going to be about during the coming year. And that was really, really helpful for me. I was in, or and have been in for the last year and a half, a big transition in my life, in all aspects of my life. And this past year, since my last birthday, it's been pretty intense. And part of what Steve told me was that you know, you need to learn to go with the flow and not fight it. And he used the metaphor of, you know, going down a river and learning to go with the current. And in the beginning, you might hit and bump into a few rocks because you haven't quite learned how to steer yet, but it's so much more easeful than trying to paddle upstream. And so I remembered that, I called upon that picture a lot during this last year to ask myself, okay, what would going with the current be like versus what I'm doing right now? So that's the kind of insight or help that it can give you for the coming year. And he also does something called the Cross of Dharma, which talks about life purpose. And I found that to be really helpful as well. And this is for your entire chart. It doesn't change in your lifetime. And why I found that to be helpful is that really feeling like I knew why I was here, not in a concrete specific way, but in an overarching way, helps me understand a lot better what I go through on a year-to-year basis in trying to achieve that purpose. So that's another thing that I found to be helpful. And again, just to reiterate, it can help you understand your life, but it does not predict your life. And it can also help you with knowing where to focus at a given time. For instance, this coming year, I have tons of planets in the 11th house. Well, that says that something is up in this certain area of my life. And I can know that that's a place where I need to put a lot of energy or a lot of focus or really pay attention to what's happening in that area of my life for the coming year. And another thing that he does, and I'm sure all astrologers do this, but I hadn't been exposed to it before, is location astrology. I think he calls it, oh God, what did he call it now? It's like cartography combined with astrology, like cartology or something. Anyway, is looking at your chart from the perspective of how is where you are in the world affect what's going on in your chart. And I thought that was incredibly interesting because, as you know, I have been feeling a little bit called to move somewhere else. One of the places I looked at and, you know, spent a month in November was Edinburgh, Scotland. And he told me that if I moved to Edinburgh, that relationships would be highlighted, and that might mean that I had a lot of relationship struggles, or it might mean that I found my ideal relationship there. It didn't predict. It was just that relationships were highlighted. Whereas if I stay in Seattle, then my spiritual growth is what's highlighted. And he also said that I could accomplish the same thing as going to Edinburgh by going to San Francisco. So I just thought that that was all incredibly interesting, how you can get pieces of information that don't tell you what to do, but they give you more of a context for making some decisions. So if you're interested in using astrology yourself, here is my advice or guidelines for you. First of all, find an astrologer who does not use astrology as fortune telling, because it's not fortune telling. It is not predictive. Start with doing a complete reading or what's called a natal chart reading for context that tells you about your whole life. Then you can do readings that are specific to certain times or certain areas of focus, like your relationships or work, and use that information to create your best life, to live to your full potential, because that's what the chart is going to tell you is what your potential is. Just a few announcements before we close today. I just want to remind you that you can sign up for the newsletter for the radio show. It comes out weekly on Friday afternoons at thelauralonglyshow.com. On the right sidebar at the top, just put in your email address and you'll receive that every Friday to find out what's coming up, as well as get audio archives and written transcripts of previous shows. I want to thank my guest today, Bruce Lipton, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a fabulous time. And, you know, whenever I have a guest on like Bruce, who has such incredible information, the hour just flies by. So I really encourage you to get Bruce's book so that you can really get the full flavor of it, because we just touched on the tip of the iceberg. And it really is an easy read, so it's not difficult to follow. Oh, now I lost what I wanted to say because I said Okay, great. Anyway, please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Carol Marley Klein about her book, Streetwise Spirituality. Tune in for a 28-day program to greater consciousness and enlightenment. As always, it promises to be a very interesting and informative hour. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.